At this point, do you know where President Morsi, where former President Morsi is right now?
Yeah, the word former is just interesting. He's under house arrest at the Presidential Guard's headquarters.
And there have been reports that as many as 300 Muslim Brotherhood members, that there are arrest warrants out for them. Is that what you understand?
Yes, we also have heard these reports and from somewhat concerned sources. But I can only confirm the arrest of Dr. Khatami, the head of the FJP, the Freedom and Justice Party, and the previous head of the elected Egyptian parliament, as well as the deputy leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, Dr. Rashad Bayoumi, and also the entire presidential team has been put under arrest as well.
The supporters of this action by the military say that this is not a coup. They say this is the will of the Egyptian people, as has been demonstrated in the massive turnout over the last several days throughout Egypt. To you, what is this and what happens next?
I'm afraid that's a pathetic excuse. At the end of the day, everyone saw the images on TV. The military general stepped in. The military that's supposed to be owned by all Egyptians and representing all factions decided to sidetrack the democratic process, align itself with one faction of the opposition, and decided to topple the democratically elected president. We've seen military juntas now on TV proposing new road to elections and new maps. They have derailed the constitution and frozen it. I mean, this is a full-fledged military coup. They have on the streets, they started attacking and brushing with protesters. One protester has been shot in the leg already at the Rabaa protest where I am now. So, I mean, look, that's not a coup. What is a coup?
What happens now, as far as you're concerned?
This is not supposed to happen under the eye of the rest of the world, and the rest of the world stands watch.
What will you do now? What does the Muslim Brotherhood do next?
Well, we do what we do best. We stay on the streets and we stick to our principles until the scene changes. And if it doesn't, we might act. And at the moment, we're still under discussion of how that reaction has happened. We never resort to violence. At the end of the day, we are committed to democracy as a peaceful change of power. But if the road to democracy, every time it goes through, gets derailed that way, what other options are the people left with? People need to elect their leaders. They need to change the course of their country according to their will. If they select leaders and then the military doesn't like it or any other opposition faction doesn't like it, and then they swoop in and lift them off office and overturn them, what does that say about the value of democracy in the world?
So as far as you see, you plan to still continue to have demonstrations in the streets. You intend to have all your members out in the streets for as long as possible.
For as long as feasible, yeah. I mean, we're humans at the end of the day, and we stick to our own abilities, and we try to improvise as the team develops. But I'm not. This is not about the Morsi as a character itself. This is about the legitimacy of the process. We were ready for every possible to come out of it, but it had to be through the democratic representatives of the people, not through self-appointed representatives or through people that have never gone into it, that have now been become decision makers of the fate of the state and the people.
Mr. El-Haddad, I appreciate your time tonight.